Hi, Jen.
Hello.
I assume we are waiting for some more minutes. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Thank you.
I assume other people are coming, but maybe not.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Let's see.
Hey, Kirsten. Hey, Jen.
Morning. I should say I got back from break and then immediately got sick, so I was out most of last week, so I'm not quite as reconnected to work yet as I should be.
You're not alone, Jen.
This is a common story.
There's some kind of like respiratory horribleness going around.
Yes, I don't know how many people are reporting the same, and the thousand of miles between us. Maybe Tom, I didn't want to write it in the channel, but are we in the same situation here today as in the community council earlier? Do we have topics? I mean, I don't have any topics, I have to say.
I'm reading, let's see, we got Kat sent apologies. And Paul is sick, so I believe he will not be joining. I don't know about Simeon or Olamide. Is there anyone, let's see, or Caitlin? Though Steve said in a different channel that Caitlin was questionable for today for other reasons. So we may have, this may be all of us.
May I ask, his colleague, is he her substitute, or why is he joining this meeting? This what's his name? I don't know him in person. He's quite new. Just let me look it up.
Oh, and let's see, wait, no sign of Jeremy or
Oh,
Kate.
no, it was in a different channel. Oh, I'm sorry. Forget what.
Yeah. So I don't know if we have, don't know if we have driving topics.
Yeah, I think the main, or at least one of the things we had suggested talking about was our metrics group. But the people here are largely the metrics group, aside from Kirsten.
We did have metrics. That's right. That's right.
But this is the officers' meeting, and I'm always looking forward to meeting Christy and Sean, but I was a bit irritated. But
That's why we invited them, because we were going to talk about our metrics work and get blessings from the officers.
yes, and if you scroll up to, thank you, Jen. If you scroll up to December 18th, we thought several of the metrics that we were gathering would benefit from the chairs and managers' visibility by these group.
Should I have prepared something?
No, this was a chance so you can see what we're doing, because I think some of the work that we're discussing overlaps with the officer roles or the manager roles.
Okay.
So, there is a, I'm going to put into chat. That is the sheet that the metrics group has been gathering. And here are the running notes from the metrics group, AKA things to count. So I'll let me just because Jen says she's not firing on all cylinders, but she just sparked things. What we've been trying to do, this came out of the DC summit. This group is trying to come up, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. If you don't measure it, you can't manage it. We are trying to come up with a set of meaningful metrics that we can capture on the Folio project that will give everyone better insight into what's going on and help the various groups better manage their efforts and decision making. So if you look on the category, well, the columns A, B, C, categories of things to count, we have things like size of the Folio universe in terms of adoption, things around the state of the technology or code, the size of the community and level of participation in the community. We have number of wiki pages. A category on financials and category on work contributed. And what we've tried to do is try to understand if we can capture some useful approximation of these. Hello, Caitlin. Welcome. Here's a sheet that we're looking at.
Thank you. Sorry to join late. Jeremy's coming as well.
Awesome. And we have the metrics group here today. Because what we're trying to do is get some visibility of this effort with the chairs and managers. And here's Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. Happy New Year.
Howdy, folks.
There's a sheet in the chat. So what we wanted to do, we believe, and colleagues on the working group, correct me or color this. We believe this is incomplete and imperfect, but we wanted to share something in very rough form to get the benefit of no surprises, but also input. Some of the things that we are capturing or that we would like to capture definitely have overlap. Like the financials is something that falls, I think, probably squarely in Cat's domain or the treasurer's domain. We're also looking to do things like capture membership. The latest on membership, which Kirsten, you're helping with one of your hats, whether it's the secretary or the active part of that membership group.
Sure, but what is the task in a way? What I'm remembering that we all I'm now remembering the that we saw the notes from December 18th, and we asked as a Cat, Zimmy and I, we asked what are the we have some special requests for you in your officer's role, and we asked what the special requests are. So how can I help with the members? They are listed and counted on the wiki page, if that already helps. So if you and the link is already there, and if you are clicking on that link, you see that we have 15 members at the moment, and you can see the level of support.
Perfect. Well, that may be all that you have to do then.
I mean, that is easy.
I get, and then it looks like there are a bunch of things that Kat has filled in down below as well since our since December under financials. And I guess the two open questions, is there any other data that we should be capturing? And is there any other data where you feel that you might want to contribute? And actually, Jeremy, Caitlin, this may, and Jen. No, well, Jen, you for tech for TC, you've already got a hat on. For Jeremy, Caitlin, you for the PC hats on, you may also want to consider these questions. Are these capturable or are these potentially significant?
The wiki page, the wiki content, definitely seems like an important piece of information. I know that when it comes to documentation, it's a pretty sprawling affair, and I know that I've heard often from people that it can be difficult to find the specific information that they're looking for, both from a technical perspective and from like a end user perspective. So it seems like asking that sort of question, like number of wiki pages, and just kind of like doing a health check on our community documentation, would be useful and probably illustrate why people are complaining.
I think that the list that you have here is good, and it comes at, I mean, counting things is so hard. So you'll get a couple different perspectives. They'll average each other out to get maybe get a an accurate picture. And I'm all for starting out lightweight. And if there's something we feel like is not coming out in this picture, then we can start to identify some other metrics, is my perspective on it.
Kirsten?
I agree that the collection of all those metrics is really a good idea. I'm stopping at 28 contributions to Folio. Who is doing paying for what? I can remember that this was done some years ago already, and we tried to figure out who or which institution was paying for what kind of developers, what kind of development are participating in what kind of development processes, and so on. And it was really hard to collect those facts. If I'm searching strong enough, I will find the Excel sheet I did at that point. And I would say it would be super helpful to reactivate number 28, but that really means hard work and access to all members and to parties who are not members, and EBSCO to clarify what's going on here. That was always on the wish list and very helpful and useful to really reflect how the community is working. The question is how is this, how, what is the plan to bring all this alive? So is the subgroup doing all this work, or are you looking for more volunteers to help with this work?
Working group colleagues, any comments?
I guess I'm thinking, well, the first thing I'm thinking, honestly, is that we do have a lot of things on here, but I'm wondering, and I think as we were trying to err on the side of having a good long list, but I wonder if it does make sense to prioritize getting some of these really meaningful ones over other things like counting the wiki pages that might be less meaningful for the stories that we want to tell around the value of membership and the value of contribution. So I guess that was one thought, is like if some of these are going to be really hard to get, we might want to prioritize not getting everything and just getting the important things. And then, yeah, I think we knew that measuring who was paying for what was going to be hard. Whether the officers can help us, it might be in selling to organizations that like it's valuable to all of us for people to be transparent, might be helpful. So maybe helping with the asks, I'm not sure.
I think this is a classic role for the manager who's not here today. So we should reach out to Simeon.
That is a veteran move. Well, who's not here? I see Simeon's not here. I think he should take a bigger role.
Yes, definitely. Clever move. Yeah. As I said, what I can do is I can look up the old documentation. We already had one time, a long time ago. Maybe we can start from there because some things might be still valid and it can structure the questions.
Kirsten, when you're saying that, are you, if you scrolled, Sammy and I presented a slide at WolfCon in 2024. Is that what you have in mind, or do you have a different characterization of level of effort in mind?
I can't remember his, so I don't know. And mine is older, definitely.
Okay.
But maybe he used that. So.
He just seemed to use the teams and who he believed was paying for the teams. So I'm not sure if what you had was more detailed than team
I
by
really need to duck into this. This is
team.
a long time ago. I can try to find it.
Here.
But in the end, from my point of view, it really means to go into the to the to EBSCO, to the ones who are running all the development, and asking them, Harry or Christopher, what kind of contributions they have besides the EPAM teams, and list them. And last time that was very difficult. Besides reaching out to the members, which is more easy because there we have contact data. But additionally to the members, to EBSCO's engagement, we have engagement from non-members. And that is difficult to catch.
Yep.
Pop in with a question. What's the goal in terms of collecting the contribution data?
I would dream of some kind of landscape of folio community engagement, which we what we don't have. At the moment, it's one big blob and it's not transparent.
Right, that's
My,
helpful.
I mean, my maybe you have a different, it's just my takeaway.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a few. Yeah, I think one of them is just definitely understanding the dynamics of the community better and being able to show people that helps them understand. We even, oh, look at that. We had a charter. But then also things like just being able to give feedback to people as they commit as members, like, oh, here's what you're doing. Here's what other people are doing. Like, it could be a tool in recruitment as well, hopefully.
And it's a very good groundwork for if we are starting what I'm not getting tired to do, asking how do we shoulder general maintenance of community-driven software maintenance in future if we don't have an overview who's already investing in what?
Yeah.
So it's more or less the basic of it.
It might be helpful if that's the goal to, I mean, 'cause it's hard, it's so hard to count is what I'm thinking, like in terms of contributions. And we've already kind of gone around a couple times about financial contributions versus in-kind contributions and how do you account for those things. But it sounds like the important thing to capture here might, or an important thing might be how much is going into maintenance versus new development. Is that part of what you're trying to capture here? A picture where we're putting like institutions like, for instance, Library of Congress shows up, puts a lot of money into new development, but then there's no clear path.
It would be a wonderful outcome. I'm not even sure if this is can be identified very clearly, but
Okay.
it would be wonderful. It would be a good goal to achieve.
Caitlin, how do you know what's going towards maintenance versus development of like a new feature in an existing module?
We have, I mean, and this is, I mean, probably getting into differences between how different institutions contract with vendors. But we have a maintenance contract with EBSCO, and we have a separate we have done separate development task orders. And I know that the vendors also probably I don't know if they're accounting for the new development that they're picking up independently versus maintenance tasks. But I'd be curious to know, especially I don't know if those are figures that they would want to share. But to Kirsten's point, it would paint a very interesting picture. And I know that the vendors are having to take on a lot of maintenance work that is not always accounted for. So that might set us up for proposing, it would establish the need for a sustained funding to support maintenance.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I have to say it. It's always been sometimes new development is very, very clearly new development. Like I want a new module, but a lot of times I have trouble distinguishing between what's maintenance versus what would be incremental enhancements, which is maybe a level above just maintenance, you know, patching and upgrading to the latest binaries.
I definitely think it's a spectrum. And one thing we've heard in the PC a lot is that there were kind of thin threads that were implemented and called done. So are the additional features needed to shore up that functionality? Are they new features or are they bug fixes or are they, you know, like there's, but I think that addressing the technical debt of the platform is something maybe a clearer rubric we could use.
If there's a way to do it, that would be great because that we always come up with this topic. This is one of our old friends in council discussions.
Yeah, and we have a bug line on the spreadsheet, but even in there, I've written we need to say what we mean by bugs because it's not clear. But I think it's a really good idea. And I think it'd be good at least to track those infusions of new feature money because those do come up, right? So, like the Serials app came up, or like the OCLC import thing came up, the LC stuff came up. So, even if we can't do it as well as we like, there are at least some things there that we can probably see, depending on what the vendors are willing to tell us.
I like the idea of taking this to the various groups and socializing it and getting feedback. I'm the latecomer to the group, so I'm probably coming at this with a different perspective, but it does seem like there are different degrees of transparency, and there are very internal uses for some of this information that differ from, you know, telling a public story. So I don't know if there needs to be two different, you know, counting tracks to meet those two use cases. I'm thinking of the technical debt question that came up and answering questions like, what is it that we need to operate? And that's a little different than the story that you need to tell publicly about the health of the project or the health of the community. And there are also different ways of you know, accounting for input. You know, some of these lines are people, some of them are money, some of them are activity. So making sure that we're collecting data in the right form to tell the story that we want to tell or answer the question that we want to tell. And, you know, EBSCO may be more willing to talk about people. Or if we go through Jira and I don't know what the Jira dashboards look like from an operational standpoint, but we should be able to track, you know, how many people hours did it take to develop this feature or solve this bug, and using those pipelines to quantify what it takes to accomplish something or achieve something, or just to document how busy we've been and what we have achieved.
I think that I guess that's just to say, I think that like the councils and some of the SIGs might be in really well positioned to tell us whether or not these data points actually are reasonable. Can we count them, and how should we count them, and are they answering the questions or telling the stories that we think that they are telling?
Searching for this paper I have in mind, and might take a lot longer.
So we have about 2 minutes left for this half hour. Sean had put something into chat, which was also one of the goals for today, which is we're wondering if this would be helpful to socialize back at the different councils in terms of what can be tracked and what's important to track. Is that So Jeremy had to leave, but Caitlin, is this something that would is baked enough to take to PC? Would you want to?
Oh, sure. Happy to put it on the agenda. I'm sure people will have ideas.
Great. And then Jen, have you? I don't. Perhaps you've already talked about this at TC. Is this something that has come up there or might come up there?
We know that this issue of trying to measure maintenance is out there, but we were kind of waiting for to get to this stage with this group before we started taking it on. So this will be a good time to bring it back to them and talk about it some more.
As I need to leave in a minute, who is the speaker or the chair of the measurement group, if I can bring in more material, if you would like me to?
I've been organizing, but Tom's been running the
Okay,
meetings.
so
So,
Jen, Tom, okay. I can't promise anything, but I can try.
and I think one of the essential things here is whatever we do, it has to be repeatable. But it can't, what we, re the community really needs a sustained framework, a set of numbers that we can catch, which implies to some degree that this is more than just a this isn't just a one and done or one person can do it all. So thank you. This was good. I think for members of the working group, one thing to me it seems maybe we should continue to fill out the sheet, but maybe doing a pass on what are the essential things or what we think are the essential things where we might focus the discussion and maybe some more broadcast discussion and dissemination. So that's my takeaway, and maybe that's something for us to do at our next meeting.
That sounds
Okay,
good.
I would say goodbye then.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Bye bye.
Yeah, and I don't think we have a next meeting scheduled, so I can work on that. I also, as we were talking, we didn't put on a section for integrations, and I think maybe that's another line to add, just account
Oh.
of open source integrations available for Folia.
That would be really good. We're not capturing that anywhere else. So that's also a market differentiator, and something that people could help with. Okay. We have Christy Sean, I think we're probably done with the metric stuff now. I don't know if you want to hang on. We're gonna, yeah, see you, Sean. We're gonna probably transition to planning the Tri-Council. Unfortunately, we have one person from each council represented.
I saw someone just tried to log in to the Teams meeting of the other channel, so I'm just gonna hop over there real quick and make sure that they have this link.
I did that 30 minutes ago, Caitlin, but I clicked the wrong link. But if it's fresh, then it's not me because I haven't done it in the last 32 minutes.
That's why Jeremy and I were late. We were sitting there chatting, waiting for everyone else to show up until we were like, is there a chance we were in the wrong place? It's New Year. I set up these invites, so I'll see if there's a way that I can fix that.
Prune that out.
Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah, I'm just finishing the notes. We've got, I believe we've picked a date for the Tri-Council. Is it next week?
The 20 something, I think it's the week after next, 22nd,
Yeah, the 26th. I think we
26th.
wisely gave ourselves some extra time.
Wait, but is that a Thursday?
No, that's 2 weeks from today, the
Oh, it's
26th.
on a Tuesday.
Are we doing
It is
the,
Monday.
it's a
Monday.
Monday. Are we doing the CC
It's
time
been a long
slot?
morning.
Yeah, the CC time. I think that's what we're
Okay.
looking.
Okay.
Is that still okay given that CC didn't meet today?
I believe, I'm sure it will be fine. In fact, it will help with not having to come up with a distinct agenda for CC.
Okay. We plugged it in on the PC calendar, which we can take it off. I think I had it wrong.
I'm trying to remember, and maybe it's in the CC notes. Jen, you're pretty sure we did the Monday, not the
Well, now
Thursday.
you're making me unsure. So I better go look for real in the Slack channel. We probably discussed it.
I think it might be in the CC notes, which I will also dredge up. And Caitlin, if you put it in the calendar, that may be a good indicator that's in what we had talked about, unless you were just going on momentum from previous ones. I think actually you offer or Alexis offered during the CC to use the PC slot. I can't remember. I'll look it up.
So in Slack, we said the 26th.
Okay, then it must
Largely,
be.
and I'll
Okay.
admit it was because I was like, no, we should wait until the 26th. But yeah, probably no one else paid any attention, so we could change it now if we want to.
I'm gonna look. Let me just check the community council meeting notes. That's member meetings. Meeting notes. There we go. The community council minutes from December 8th said that we agreed on January 22nd. We'll confirm with PC, no conflict with TC members.
Okay.
So maybe we agree it's two different times. Hey, Olamide.
Well, if you both have 22nd on your council calendars, it probably makes sense to just do it the 22nd,
Which
right?
is next Thursday.
Okay.
And I have a hold for Tri-Council also on my individual, on my personal calendar. Should we do, Caitlin, is that okay? If we take the PC slot for this?
Absolutely. Yep, we've got it penciled in, so it's yours if you want it.
All right, let's do that. And then da, 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 we can look at the Zoom. We'll be in the last Tri-Council meeting. I can set up I'll set up a wiki page. I believe what one thing that we've said we would do is check in on the various initiatives that emerged from WolfCon. So if there's, unless I would, maybe that would be a good theme, for the entire meeting. Because I know several people are driving toward, I think, or I hope, are driving towards that as a deadline by which they will have reports ready.
We definitely got some action on the PC side and would happy to be happy to share some updates.
Do we have all the initiatives in like one location, or is it scattered?
I know here is, oh, let me. I'll put it into Zoom chat. There is a pretty good list. I'm not sure it is comprehensive that the CC has been revisiting this quarter on what's open. Let me put it into Folio Officers or Folio Chairs. Where is that? I think some of the councils came up with slightly different lists, and maybe some of these things split.
I think we have a slightly different list. We were fined in the PC shoulder meeting. Maybe each council could, like, what if we started out with just like a very high level? Here were some of the themes we identified that we wanted to work on, and then each of the council could say, "Here's the specific goals we set for this year," and then report out subgroups.
To me, that makes sense. And if we populate the wiki page beforehand, people will know if they're on the hook to present or not. And if something spans more than one group, it'll be easy to identify. I'm going to clone our September WolfCon meeting minutes to make the basis for this page, and then people can start whacking away at it if they'd like.
Thank you. We had one thing come up in the week. Someone was asking about the governance model investigation and where that sits. Like, is there a specific like cross council group looking into it? Ooh, my internet just blurbed. Did you?
We
We
heard
heard.
you. Yeah, you
Okay,
came
great.
through.
There is a group. Autumn messaged us to ask about it. I think it has lacked for someone to organize the first meeting. So I think that's where we are, is we haven't really kicked off.
Would it be helpful to do a call to PC? Do you have representation from PC?
It is Lisa McCall is on PC, right?
Okay, yeah, she is.
Yeah, so I think
And that makes sense. She was not at last week's meeting, so.
okay. It's me, Christy, Lisa, and Harry. So
Was
I'll message back and see if we can get a meeting scheduled.
Thank you.
that the same as the when you say governance group, which can you say more words? That could describe so many things within Folio.
The one that was supposed to investigate Koha.
Okay. Thank you. Trying to freshen up the page here. So, January 22nd. Oh man, my computer is so slow today. Okay, publish. And in just a second, I'm going to give a note of a page that is ready for updates, but has nothing. There we go. In the Zoom chat, I'll put it into Slack as well for easy tracking. So we'll just so Caitlin, I think you were suggesting we'll get a list, we'll walk through them in a logical order, principally by council, one would imagine. And we'll give the individual leads, conveners, or designated reporters warning and time to sufficient time and notification that they've got a slot on the agenda, or they can beg off if they prefer.
Sounds great.
And is that then good? We're that sounds like we've got things teed up. As long as we can get a good list, especially if we can get a good list of what the initiatives are and who owns them.
So it seems like the councils can probably manage the things that are fully within our council. Do we need someone to claim that initial like intro slide of things that like the themes that we identified we wanted to work on coming out of WolfCon, or is that even necessary? Do we need that slide?
I'm
I'm not
happy to
volunteering.
I'm happy to pull it together from the because I think we did talk about this at the community council or at the tri-council. So I'm happy to do a framing. Are you thinking that we do a single slide deck?
Oh yes, I was thinking that we do a single slide deck. I was
Ooh.
assuming because I thought we had done that before, but I whatever works, you know.
I like that. That would be elegant and a good way to navigate the things. A useful shareable artifact, even if stuff links out.
I would be willing to copy the last shared slide deck that we did and clear it out,
That'd be awesome.
or to create a new one. So I'll send that around today.
Awesome. November 22nd. The time is 11 Eastern is your normal is normal PC.
10 a.m. Eastern.
10 a.m. Eastern.
And I can pop the Zoom in here.
That would be great. Thank you. I'm fixing the.
No, what is up with my teams? Sorry, we've had a lot of frustrating Microsoft changes rolled out.
Okay. I will add that copy. Edit. Okay. Is there anything more that we want to do today?
Nothing from PC side. I think we're all just trying to get our feet. We woke up and it was.
The community council convened for 5 minutes this morning because we did not have a ready agenda and no one had anything that they needed to insert. So we disbanded. Our one merit is we disbanded quickly. Okay. This is
Great.
great. So we'll see you all on January 22nd, if not before.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, guys.